has to be original, it's got to be internal, it's got to come from ourselves, it can't be imitation. And you can only hand over what you yourself have that's original for you, otherwise it's like, what did we say, it's like an artificial potato that doesn't grow. That's more or less what we were dealing with. Okay. Tzadik Gimel. Just to finish off the shtickle and then we'll go on to the next chapter. Okay. Labala Tanya, Ayayadid Nu'urim B'Shem Reb Chaika. He had a Talmid Chover, Emayudidim, they were very close. Achishonim Medacha V'Dasom B'Tachlis, but they were very different in their avoida. Valatanya Kulu Moach, Machshove V'Izboinenus. Valatanya was Kulu Seichel, deep introspection. V'Mochidir Shalit Alalev, as is known that the brain rules over the heart. Vilididi Reb Chaika haya kulu leiv. Reb Chaika was kulu leiv, called philosopher haya eish lahava. His davening was a burning flame. Shofech hayu hayo es libo kamayim b'tfilosof b'drachshut b'tfalut. He used to pour out his tefillahs like water with enormous emotion and arousal. Kol echad hinchil l'talmidova charev eseid avodoso. Each one gave over to his talmidim the avoida. Talmid Rebbe Velatanya, Yoshu Shal Zeruchas Mitoich is Boyden and Sakshova, Achi Upoischim is Piam Betfila. The Talmid of the Velatanya used to spend a long time in meditation and in deep thought before they would open their mouth to daven. Gam Tvilosa Maisa Shakula Maduda, Venemus Satech Machshova is Boydenus. Therefore, their davening was said, measured, carefully expressed, with deep thought and meditation. In the Talmid of Shal Reb Chaika, Boyna Be'esh Kodesh, V'tfilosam k'yeru roteches. The Chaikas Talmidim, the tefillah was like his. It used to burn like a fire. It was an emotional arousal. Le'yomim bo Talmidah shel Bala Tanya v'idloinan lifnei Rabbi. After some time, the Talmidim of the Bala Tanya came and complained to the Rebbe. Yalmideinu Rabbeinu ha'keitzer. Ani kedai she'ochel itpal k'roi. In order for me to daven properly, I have to spend hours and hours meditating and preparing and getting ready for tefillah. Reb Chaika's Talmidim, they just open up their mouth, open up the zin, there's fire burning here. Why did you let us down? Why do we have to spend so much time preparing? Hey Shivlo Balatanya. Aisa Talmid Enu Bobit Philosoph. That Talmid is not burning with tefillah. Rebbe Chaika Boba Kirboy. Rebbe Chaika is burning within him. Es Atzmoy who are dying lo matzah, but himself he hasn't found yet. He got from his Rebbe that, so he's doing what his Rebbe did, but he's not davening. Rebbe Chaika's davening, he just happens to be riding on Rebbe Chaika's shoulders. It's not the end of the world, but it's not who you're supposed to be, it's to find himself. Oh! Es ashkofa zu rotza balatani hanchil le talmidoi. That's what the balatani wanted to give his talmidim. Ein dai lo liudi b'mashe kibu bi rabbeisav. It's not enough. That you have to have chachs v'chin, no one's being mezalzel what you got from your rabbeim. Without getting what you got from your rabbeim, you've broken the chain of tradition. You have to have what you got from your rabbeim. Aval chutz mize alev ladbiyes chayis mea ishi b'toy rosu. Has to discover himself and put his own imprint on his Torah. But philosopher called Seder Nagosu, in all his tefillah and all his avoida, has to be his own unique expression. What do we need? What do we need two Reb Chaikas for in the world? You have to be you. But you have to take what you've learned and try and take it further. But it has to be you, not somebody else. That's the Moedika lesson from the Bala Tanya. That insight. Who was it? They said Rabbi Loza. He never said anything over. He never heard from his Rebbe. In the Mishnah in Perek Avos, it mentions the five Talmidim. Yeah, I think it was Rabbi Loza. Can't remember. One of them, one of his milers, was he never said anything over. He never heard from his Rebbe. The Moshe Peter said that's not a Tana. That's a tape recorder. That's a shvach of a Tana. That he never said anything. He never heard from his Rebbe. So who needs you? We'll just take your Rebbe. Well, what do you mean? Well, so what's pshat there? To explain what it means is whatever he said, his Rebbe would have said as well. That means Avani said his own Torahs, but it was basis on what he'd heard from his Rebbe. That means his Rebbe would have come to the same conclusions had he been here, because he had his Rebbe's Mahalach. But not that he said over. I often ask myself in a situation, what would my Rebbe say now? How would he approach this? Why do you have to have that?
But it's like the tefillah, it's the same tefillah for everyone, but each one is
it has to be unique, it has to be different. Everything. Tefillin, everything. All our voice has to be different.
Is there any time where in chik with somebody is okay? For instance, so if you're making a chassan and we couldn't be there, so he has a camera which you could see, so yeah, we'd like to be there, but we're attached to his camera because we can see what's going on. So if you know we can't give Hashem the love like he deserves, and so we'll copy somebody else in hopes that it'll accept what we're doing too. Talk to myself. You're I feel asking? Like I copy other people.
We all do. You're asking a very deep question here.
I'd love to find myself. I don't know who myself is right now.
I'm thinking long and hard here because the answer is not simple. The answer goes to the Shoroshim of a lot of the avoided that we have to do. But to answer you, Bekitza, and don't take this as the answer, Bekitza, there's definitely time and place to do that until you get there yourself. There is room for that to a certain extent. Aval, you must know that if you get stuck there, you're in a lot of trouble. To use it, to arouse yourself, to get to a certain place, yes. But it's much more complex than that. What do you mean? When you're talking about an halacha, for example, you do what you did because that's what your father did, that's what your Rebbe did. And that's the way you do things. I wonder, that's a good thing. Maaser Rav, that's why we have a thing called Maaser Rav. My Rebbe used to use his lulav like this, and he used to bind his lulav like this, not like that Rebbe, whatever. Avada, that's good. I'm learning halacha from the way my Rebbe conducted myself. The whole of Shas is full of that. Avada. But if all I'm doing is imitating him superficially, then I'm not doing anything lamaisa. But yes, you need it sometimes to get you started and to get you going in order to discover who you really are in this particular area. Yeah, very important to be aware that's what you're doing. We said it. It says Zeh Keli Vanveyu Elokei Aviv. You need the Elokei Aviv. Elokeinu Velokei Vaseinu. We need the Elokei Vaseinu. We learn out a whole bunch of stuff. We learn Chumash. We see what Avraham Avinu did, and based on that, we paskin halacha. Of course, there's room for that. But in the individual building a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not a good idea to copy other people, because your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to look very different to my relationship. If you use marriage as an example, Chinuch. I can't tell you what to tell your wife when she says this. Or if your wife does this, you do this. I can't tell you that. Because what I'm saying is that I know your wife better than you, and really your wife should be married to me. But you know, whatever, Hashem messed up and gave it to you, so I'll remote control your marriage for you. That's nonsense. Hashem gave you a wife, he gave her you, and you're capable of building a relationship. And the relationship has to be very unique. I'll give you basic ideas, you know, basic, don't slam the door in her face, whatever, don't think you're ever going to be right. Some basic yesoidas, but essentially how you build that relationship is going to be the way you two unique individuals build a unique relationship. Same with chinuch. I love these chinuch books, you know. If your son says this, you say that. Nonsense. First of all, they never say anything that's ever written in the book. When you're at 3 o'clock in the morning, if your son says something that's not in the book, you know, like now you're stuck. Just 1 second, kid, I'll get, you know. Come on, Hashem gave you the child, he gave you the king to deal with him. It's a relationship. If you're Yiddishkeit's a relationship, you have to build a unique personal relationship with Hashem. Yes, you can stand on the back of the Rav's shoulders and you can you know, learn from them and use them to inspire you and grow and lift you up. It's all part of the game. But at the end of the day, when you give your neshama back to Hashem, it's going to be your neshama, not someone else's. And only you can do this unique job that Hashem's given you. No one else can do it. So the answer to your question is, ze mesubach ma'od. But yeah, it's a tool, you have to use it, but don't get stuck there, otherwise... We saw it, he's going to bring it already, I don't know where he brings it. One of the rabbis was asked, if you could be Moshe Rabbeinu, what would you choose? Would you choose to be Moshe Rabbeinu? So I said, if Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be me, then I don't mind being Moshe Rabbeinu. But if he's going to stay Moshe Rabbeinu, why would I want to be Moshe Rabbeinu? Two Moshe Rabbeinus? What are there so many two Moshe Rabbeinus for? You need Moshe Rabbeinu, you need Rebbe, whoever it was. It's in here somewhere. That's the vault. Now, we don't learn from Moshe Rabbeinu? Of course we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't learn from the Chofetz Chaim and from the Valtanya. Why don't we learn from our Rebbe? That's the paradox. You have to learn from him to be you. A good Rebbe is somebody that allows the Talmud to build himself. He doesn't build the Talmud. He leaves the Talmud almost frustrated that he never told him exactly what to do. That's a good Rebbe. He faces him in the right direction, he helps him to prioritize, but he lets him go out there and do what he has to do. Rebbe that just tells you what to do and answers all your questions and solves all your problems is not helping you to build yourself. Same as a parent. A parent that just fixes all his kids' problems and doesn't his kids get into problems and is always protecting them, defending him, whatever, he's raising a disaster. The kid will never be himself. The Midrash Rabbah, Esther, there it gives enormous praise of Mordechai Yudi. The same way that Avraham Avinu stood on his own against the entire world to publicize Imunah, so did Mordechai. Mordechai is called Ish Yehudi. He's not from Shevet Yehuda, he was from Shevet Binyam. Don't call him Yehudi, call him Yechidi, unique. Musa shall call Yehudi, he is a Ish Yechidi. Every Jew is a Ish Yechidi. Yesh lo tafkid ha-miyuchad, ach v'rak lo, v'yesh lo gam nisoynes ha-miyuchadim rak lo. He has a unique job, has a unique test, a unique kalim to deal with those tests. Losachmod, don't covet, don't want what somebody else has, in simple language. Whatever your friend has, don't want it, don't covet it. Lo b'gashmes, but lo b'ruchnes. Not in gashmes and not in ruchnes. Don't want what he's got. Aten him cham shnei olamos. You're two complete different worlds. Lekol echad mechem yesh nisaynes acherim, tafkidim acherim, v'keilim acherim. Each one of you has different tests, different jobs, and different tools to do those jobs. He's an electrician, you're a plumber. No, you want his tools. You're an electrician, why would you want a plumber's tools? Hachemda shel echad klapei chaveiro tzlichi leis michem valao. Hamaral nava zois boifen abo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechan otanu. Bnei b'chayri Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls us Bnei b'chayri Yisrael. My firstborn son. B'mishpocha yesh rak ben b'cho echad. How many b'chayris can you have in a family? How many firstborns can you have in a family? One! Zehu dagas hakirva shel Hashem yisbarach klape kol Yehudi. That's the closest Hashem has with every Jew. V'nechshav b'chein b'chor ben yochid. It's an only child. The b'chor is the only one that's going to be an only child in this family. The minute the second kid comes along, he's not an only child anymore. The b'chor is the only one that's an only child. the two things we learn from Bechor. First of all, you're the first one, you're a Yochid. And second of all, you ma ben Yochid. So we've got to come to recognize and realize that we're different and we're unique. And that the way we serve Hashem and what Hashem demands from us is unique and different. It's very hard, I'll tell you why this is very hard, because we come out of an education system that's not designed to produce individuals. Whether you came through a secular education, you came through the Torah education system, it is not designed to produce individuals. You can't ask the school to produce an individual. You can't. The Rebbe can't take 30 kids and make each one an individual. He's teaching him Torah, he's giving him chumash, he's giving him tools. He's not building individuals. That's something that has to happen in the home. If you demand from the schools that they'll produce individuals, you're going to be very disappointed. Because they can't. Even if they would want to understand that it's important, I'm not sure they do, they wouldn't be able to. So we're products of a society that was producing what society needed. Society of people that are going to work in factories on conveyor belts. So they produce people that were all the same working on conveyor belts. And cutter people. The person has to go back and demand his right to be an individual. It's not so posh. It's a bit scary. It's much easier just to be like everybody else. Much easier to be like everybody else. Problem is, we're Avraham Avinu's children, and we have inside of ourselves a deep distrust of authority, hopefully. And the person has to go find himself and see how he can be an individual and at the same time fit into society. In his latest Sefer, Rav Taube, to the best of my knowledge, his latest Sefer, he pumps them out quite quickly these days. There's a whole chapter there giving a yeshiva bocha advice. How to be an individual and learn what you want to learn and whatever in yeshiva and at the same time not rebel against the yeshiva. Because just to be a rebel and poirish minat tzibur and do your own things easy. There are a lot of robots out there doing that today. They rebel against society and then they just go do their own thing together with everyone else who's rebelling against society, and that doesn't look so nice. You have to be able to be a rebel and still be part of society. The Rambam was the greatest revolutionary of them all, but he did it in a way that he maintained part of Klal Yisrael. He didn't rebel and create a new religion. He didn't start something new, but he was a revolution of enormous proportions. We've had many of Hashem of these. Most of Klal Yisrael were revolutionaries. And they did what was necessary in the times, but they maintained it within the confines of Torah-tuned rebellion. And that, for an individual to do, is not so straightforward. You have to be part of society and doing what everyone's doing at the same time. Be unique, be your own human being. Lo pashut. You know what I'm talking about? Anybody understand what I'm talking about? Yeah, no, that's fine. When you make it, it stays hot. I don't know. It's like, sorry, I had the miracle. You know, the challah stayed hot the whole week. Yeah, you can keep the coffee going the whole year. as that's the vault. It's a very, very difficult balance, and one has to take the steps slowly and carefully. So then we'll see. As a whole, in the safe, as a whole, we haven't learned that safe in this group yet, but it's an amazing safe. It's called Torah Sa'avos. There's Torah Moshe Rabbeinu, and there's Torah Sa'avos. Two different Torahs and two different approaches. And a person has to learn how to mishalev the two together. To be completely true to Torah's Moshe, completely keeping Shulchan Aruch, and at the same time a complete individual. And we've mentioned there are many times, many examples of, look at the Gedolei Yisrael, that's who they were. Everyone keeping exactly the same Torah, doing the same halachas, the same mitzvahs at the same time, and yet radically different. They couldn't even talk to each other at times. הדרך להצליח בכל אלו היא להכיר בייחוד שלנו. The way to מצליח in this enormous nisoid is to recognize ourselves ולאמץ למנו as דברי הלל, and to internalize for ourselves very deeply the words of הלל. כה יאמר, אם אין אני לי, מי לי? If I'm not me, then who am I? אם אין אני לי, אם אני לא עושה את התפקיד שלי, Hatafkid shelamani yeradati lo ilam hazeh. If I don't do the unique job that I came into this world to do, mali, mili, mi yachol esaytes, but claim me, who's going to do it instead of me? Who's going to do it instead of me? Lo kol adama b'kol rege yesh tafkid yichudi. Every moment, every Jew has a unique job that only he can do. Tafkid zeh lo yichal itbatzeh al yodeh b'rege abo. It can't be done at a different time, and it can't be done by a different person. Only I can do this job now. person has to internalize this more and more and more. V'kach shinu b'sanu b'sechtes avos. The Mishnah in Perek Dalet, al tiyeh baz l'kol adam. Don't mevazet, don't look down on any person. V'al tiyeh maflik l'kol dover. She'ein l'cha adam, she'ein lo sha. You don't have a person who doesn't have his moment. What's that? Don't look down on anybody and don't maflik l'kol dover. How you translate? Al tiyeh maflik l'kol dover. What's maflik? Divine. How did that translate to the article? Always a mafflig pollock to argue. Don't always be Shein lecha adam, shein lo sha. What's pshat? You don't have a person that doesn't have his moment. What's pshat? The pleasure of a kadoshim, maral, tanya. Ain lecha adam she'ein lo sha'a lekol rega v'rega yesh tafkid miyuchad. Each person every moment has a unique job. V'ain lecha sha'a she'ein la yoyed hamiyuchad lo. And he doesn't have a moment where he doesn't have a unique destination. V'ain lecha adam she'ein lo makom. And you don't have a person who doesn't have his unique makom. Ain makom she'adam nimtza bo v'ain yoychel limtzois bo yis tafkidoi. A person is never in a situation, he's never in a place where he can't do his unique job. Sometimes a person finds himself in a situation where he says, I can't do this, I can't do that. No. Whatever situation a person finds himself in, he's in that situation because Hashem put him there to do what Hashem needs him to do. Everybody gets his place in order to be able to fill his unique job wherever he is. Start becoming a little bit aware of it, become sensitive to it, you'll start seeing. Why am I sitting in the waiting room to the dentist now? Well, I've got toothache, I need the dentist. Hashem didn't have to give you toothache and you didn't need to take you to the dentist to get rid of your toothache. You're sitting in the waiting room at the dentist now, you've got a job to do. What job? I don't know. You're sitting on the bus going somewhere, sitting next to some chiloni, you've got a job to do. What job? I don't know. But you have to find out what your job is. There's no such thing as a Jew in a situation where he doesn't have something to do that only he can do. Only he can do it, and only he can do it now. The famous master by the Arizal, Erev Shabbos, he came to Talmidim and said, who wants to go with me now? It was a few minutes before Shabbos. Who wants to go with me now to Yerushalayim for Shabbos? Who wants to go with me now to Yerushalayim for Shabbos? This one had to ask his wife, this one had to think about it. Too late, sorry, you blew it. There was a moment where we could have been in Yerushalayim for Shabbos, and we missed the moment. It's a Gemara. The Gemara in Brochus says, Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, show me your face. I want to see your covered. Show me your covered. Show me your face. So Hashem says, no one can see my covered and live. The Gemara says, what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu was, when I wanted to show you my face at the snare, at the burning bush, you turned your head away. Says Moshe Rabbeinu turned his face away. He couldn't look at Hashem. He was too embarrassed to look at Hashem. And he was right. But Hashem said to him, when I wanted to show you my face, you didn't want to look. Now you want to look. I don't want to show it to you. So Hashem was being petty. You know, you didn't want to look, so I'm not sure. Hashem was telling him, Hashem was telling him, there was a time to look at my face, and now's not the time. That was the time when you blew it. Many may seem like that, and we know them from our own personal experience, without dredging them up and getting depressed about them. You know, how many missed opportunities. But you have to be careful, because sometimes the missed opportunity was on purpose. You know, that building you never bought that you could have bought, you know, and whatever, everyone's always, you know, drives past the Usha, the kid. Yeah, that I could have bought for a song, you know. No, you weren't meant to buy it for a song. You weren't meant to make a lot of money. There are a lot of things that aren't your Bechira. But the things that are our Bechira, a person has to know what is and what isn't. But the Vortia is that a person needs to know that you've got a job to do and it's unique and only you can do it. And if you don't do it, ain't getting done. So how do you start? You start by being aware. Just being aware. Just keep your eye open for opportunities. Find yourself thinking, oh, I've got nothing to do now. Ask yourself, 1 second. Why have I got nothing to do now? Awareness, that's all. Start using your awareness, you'll see. You start finding opportunities to but it's much easier just doing what everybody else does. Why can't you be like everybody else? It's the taina that's being thrown at our kids from the day they're born. You never heard your kids ask you that question? The older kids always ask you. Wow, when we were growing up, they see the way you're dealing with the younger kids. Wow, we could never get away with that. Wow, you bring up the young kids, much different to us. Why are they asking that question? What's the shayush of that question? Is you should be bringing up the same as you brought me up. Well, 1 second, I've changed, they're not the same as you. The world's changed, why would I bring up the same as I brought you up 15 years later? Why are they asking that question? Because there's a demand that everything should be the same. I don't understand. You're the same as him, he's the same as you. Yeah, but you let him and you don't let him. Of course, because you're not him and he's not you. Now, I'm not saying you have to be careful not to create jealousy. I'm not talking about, but, you know, 20 years ago, you're right. I did things that that I wouldn't do today. First of all, I'm too tired to mess them up. You know, you get older, you haven't got time to do all the shtus that you did before when you were younger. You haven't got time to mess up your kids as you get older. You leave them alone more, they're better off. There's a demand that everything should be the same. That's ridiculous. Sefer Torah is made up of a lot of letters, yeah? If one of those letters is in the wrong place, it's there, it's Sholem, it's Mehuda Minat, it's the most Mehuda Ois that was ever written, but it's just in the wrong place. It's half a centimeter out. The whole Sefer Torah is possible. And every yid is an Ois in the Sefer Torah. So if you're missing, or you're not Sholem, or you're in the wrong place, you're just puzzle the whole of Klal Yisrael. And we continue to bring up our children to be like everybody else. Torah-tuned individuality.
Mm. Are you?
I've got to get to work.